Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. We're going to be taking a couple months off as we prepare for our upcoming season. Enjoy this episode nugget from our archives and visit our website for the full story.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive content not found in our regular podcast feed. Hey everyone, it's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design. Hey, Elliot, do you know what happened this week way back in 1979?
79. Well, you were in high school then, so I definitely have some ideas.
Yeah, well, maybe later. No, I mean in pop culture. See, the double album soundtrack to the film Saturday Night Fever reached sales of 25 million worldwide, making it the then best-selling LP in history.
Wow. Well, my roommate and I had that cassette back in college, but that was a few years after 79, so I'm pretty sure that didn't help those initial numbers.
Yeah, I doubt it. But I tell you what, to honor this milestone, it's only appropriate we highlight one of our episodes that celebrated a temple of the disco scene, Studio 54. Beautiful people, bumping tunes, and an anything-goes atmosphere with Andy Warhol as part of the mix.
Cool, let's jump in.
But in 1976, CBS sold Studio 52 to its most notorious owners, Steve Rebell and Ian Schrager. You've heard of them, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they've been running a club called Enchanted Garden in Queens. And the partners were really, if you've seen any documentaries, you probably have heard this, they were a study in contradiction. Rebell was the outgoing, social guy, the party planner, and Schrager was a serious, like, tough lawyer who got things done.
Mm. Hey, that's kind of like us, except without the serious tough guy or the lawyer.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. But Enchanted Garden actually was wildly successful. Problem was, no one went to Douglaston, Queens.
Yeah, not a hot spot for the social milieu of the mid-70s.
It was the hottest bar in Douglaston, Queens, let's say that, right? but they set their eyes on Manhattan and a club that, like no other, that they've ever seen. They wanted the dance floor to be a stage. They wanted everybody to be a celebrity, metaphorically, while they certainly had plenty of other celebrities. And they wanted a party of fabulous people every single night. The opening night, as I said, was on April 26, 1977, and it was a huge success, thanks in part to friends like Andy, Calvin Klein, and photographer Francesco Scavullo, who contributed their mailing list to get things rolling.
Oh, man. So Andy set aside his Christmas card list or whatever it was to get Studio 54 up and rolling. Okay, interesting. So he sort of had a vested interest in its success, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, he was friends with Steve Rebell. And on opening night, the club could actually had a capacity of 2,500, yet 4,000 people showed up.
Holy smokes.
So you know that was crazy.
Okay, yeah. So I can imagine it was a circus like we've talked about with so many things involving Andy Warhol and a bunch of hangers-on and so forth. So got around the block, people waiting to get in. You've got Liz Taylor inside, Truman Capote hanging with a Tony Manero type paint store guy. And a hot dog vendor, right? So it's
obviously
Saturday
a hot
Night
dog
Fever.
Vendor.
It's Queens meets, you know, whatever. Okay. So it's really a cross section of New York in the mid 70s.
Right. And bartenders, you know, wearing skimpy shorts they were known to wear diapers.
Yeah,
as well,
I was going
to
say Silver Lame diapers, if I remember.
Yeah. So the mix of dancers at Studio 54, the ones that they attracted all the time, were like characters right out of Central Casting, man. They were celebrities, drag queens, working class people, such as the substitute teacher, practically nude, who just had a chain connecting her pierced nipples.
I'm not sure I ever had that substitute teacher when I was in school. Although
I don't think she wore that to school.
Yeah, I was going to say, reflecting back, I kind of wish I did.
And there were high-profile designers, socialites, royalty even, politicians, and even more celebrities. It was just... it was packed. Like you said, it was a freak parade.
Yeah, which... Okay, this begs the question, because I thought this club was somewhat exclusive. I thought they sort of had their velvet rope policy and bouncers at the doors and all this stuff.
Yeah, I think they actually started that whole velvet rope thing, and they were very selective. Steve Rebell was very selective at the door.
Okay.
He was casting a party every night. But, you know, Fabulosity wasn't just exclusive to famous people. And even for celebrities, it was not unusual to see a banquet of stars like Liza Minnelli, Liz Taylor, Bianca Jagger, Grace Jones, Truman Capote, and Betty Ford just hanging out.
Wait, hold on a second. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
So I assume
poor Betty Ford.
This is Betty Ford before the clinic days.
Yeah. They were like, what do you want, Betty? Champagne, Coke, Quaaludes, whatever. Anything you want.
So the velvet rope sounds like time to time parted rather generously.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Andy Warhol actually said about the club that it was a dictatorship at the door, but a democracy on the dance floor. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend, leave a review on your platform of choice, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
We're always here for you at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
Hey nerds, I'm Sarah, the paper nerd, and if you've ever wondered what goes into that greeting card you just sent or received, well, quite a lot. Get your paper fix on The Paperfold, where I host an enchanting mix of personalities and players all nerding out on my favorite topic, stationery. From the designs of our snail mail communications to the precious space created when two people correspond, there's a lot to cover. So come grab a seat in the stationery community's only 5-star paper salon, The Paperfold, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.